honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
So glad you're listening to Naturally Savvy. We have got such a fantastic woman on today, Kelly LeBrock. You all know her from Weird Science and Woman in Red, and she was one of the most sought-after models in the 1980s, and then she retreated to a ranch, and she raised her family, and she's eating whole good foods, and she is amazing, and she's going to share all the great things that she's up to. Hi, Kelly. We're so glad to have you on Naturally Savvy.
Oh, my goodness. Kelly LeBrock's here. Good morning, ladies. Good morning, good morning. Listen, we have to tell the audience the truth. I mean, when you do a radio interview, what are you wearing? I'm wearing my pajamas, but I did brush my tooth and put on a little red lipstick.
I did. Well, I'm wearing athletic clothes, but
that's what I always wear. Anyway, I love talking to you. Lisa, I think you're just absolutely wonderful, and what you're doing on your program is awesome, too. So thank you.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, you're going to have a blast talking with Andrea as well. We're going to have some fun. So let's jump right in. You've been helping raise visibility for hunger across America with your PSAs. Tell us a little bit about that, and then we're going to jump into your other campaign.
Yes, I've been doing public service announcements for the Hunger Action Month. They were shown all over the Boston Film Festival, which was kind of cool, before every film that was shown. It's just disgusting that people go to bed hungry in this country. And so I'm just trying to get involved with that. Also with Food Tweaks, which is a wonderful app that you can download that's free, that Jay Walker, who did Priceline, developed. And basically it's a place where you can go and count calories. Those calories that you don't want on your waistline end up going into a food bank, which he pays for to help feed the hungry, which is a really beautiful thing.
Hunger is not acceptable.
Yes, it's really awesome. I tell you what, I have to say that the American people really are all pulling together. Whether they have money or not, they have time, and they're making their time count. I see a lot of people trying to reach out and help. It's wonderful.
Well, it's so nice when someone like you can, you know, use your name and your popularity to really help things out. Now, let's talk about your latest campaign, Say No Unite and Orange You Are Hood. And those have the hashtags in front of them.
Yes. Say No Unite is a phenomenal program that is getting beautiful women in Africa to make these extraordinary bracelets that you can get online at shopsoco.com. And these bracelets are empowering them to make some money so that they have to live in the violence that they live in. I mean, there are women, so many women being violated by the ones that say that they truly love them. And as a spokesperson for Say No Unite, along with Nicole Kidman and Terry Hatcher, I'm very honored to be a part of this because silence is not sexy. Oh, I like that.
I like that, too.
Silence is not sexy. I like that, too. You know, what's very interesting, Kelly, and I was just talking about this with someone not too long ago, is what happens to those women? So here, there's these great campaigns that are empowering these women, and then they go and they make money. What happens sometimes, and I've heard stories where their husbands will take that money from them. So how are we guaranteeing that these women will get that money that you guys are raising?
You know, there's never any guarantees, but I think that with the United Nations behind them, as there's some incredible women in this program that I think are pretty smart about what goes on. I think that the women are getting the money, and there is advice to show that, and there is these women are getting more powerful, they're getting educated, and they're saying no. I mean, I can't go over there and say yes because I haven't been there, but I would hope that people would know what they're doing and that there's not the red tape and that the men are not pocketing the money. Mm-hmm. If they are, then
now,
that's a great subject to bring up.
Yeah, that is a really good point. Now, speaking of empowering, talk to us about empowerwomen.org.
Well, empoweringwomen.org is giving women, I got on this platform just a few days ago. It's driving women to find out how to learn about things so that they're not out of the business area and so that they can become successful people. I mean, for example, that there's a woman in Uganda that's making wine from pumpkins, and in Jordan, a self-defense training for women is exploding as a result of one woman's business idea. It's giving women that are very suppressed a voice finally, and some backup from their sisters in America.
You know, when listening to you speak, I'm very impressed. You do so much charity work, which is so commendable. And I'd love to know a little bit about you. I mean, we are a Naturally Savvy Radio, and our passion is about living a healthy lifestyle. Tell us a little bit about yourself. I've seen you on Twitter. I've seen your tweets to Naturally Savvy and to Lisa. I'd love to know what got you started into living a healthy lifestyle, and what you do on a regular basis to live this lifestyle.
Well, healthy living is not just what you eat, it's what you think, it's what you feel, it's the people you place yourself with. A number of years ago, 30 years ago, I had a very violent act upon me that changed some of my health, and I had to work very hard to fight the pharmaceutical companies and all these other people that want to drug and numb and dumb. And I didn't want to go that way. And then when I had my first child, I decided to leave Hollywood and make a go of living an organic sort of lifestyle and a safer way to raise my kids. And so hence Kelly's Kitchen. I've been into hyperbaric oxygen medicine for 25 years. I had one in my home 25 years ago. And I'm really annoyed at the doctors in this country that they only sit in their 7 years worth of library and they don't extend themselves out of the box. Because there's so many phenomenal things out there that patients are not getting. And I, as a spokesperson, just want to get out there and tell people it's time to get back to the table. It's time to get back to eating food that is healthy and clean. And start cleaning up the planet by cleaning up your plate. Ooh.
Oh,
nice.
Oh, there's another one.
I like that.
That's a tweetable. That is a tweetable.
I'm a tweetable twit.
I love that. No, and I love, you know what, I just want to go back for a second about the hyperbaric oxygen tank. And I know, remember years ago,
Chamber.
That's and okay. I know Michael Jackson had, the media kind of was all over him about that. And I know it's super amazing. Can you tell us just a little bit about it?
Yeah, it's super amazing. Let me tell you something. Cancer cannot live in an oxygen-rich environment, period. So, and there are little kids in this country that are getting their legs chopped off for necrotic tissue, which could be cured and killed by being in a chamber. I go all over the place threatening doctors that if these children's legs are cut off, then I'm coming after them. So they finally do the hyperbarics. But I would like to see hyperbaric oxygen medicine be given to people as it is in China and Russia. In China and Russia, they treat 86 ailments. In this country, we're only allowed to treat 13. Who's the backward country here?
Huh. That's amazing.
It all comes down to economics, I'm guessing, right? Which is so sad.
Oxygen is really expensive. I don't understand. You know what I'm saying? Oxygen is
exactly.
All around us.
Yeah.
So what do you mean, you just go in daily?
Oh, go ahead.
Well, it depends on what you have going on. If you have a chronic infection, say Lyme's or whatever, you do about 40 to 50 treatments every day. And it is that every day that just keeps bombarding the body with the extra cell oxygen, which creates a platform for the body to start healing where it's been too sick to have the extra oxygen. When you're sick, you're not breathing very well. So this goes in and just revives you, and it's quite extraordinary. It really is. And I want everybody to know about it, the doctors included. It's like I took somebody to the dentist the other day, and they had a mouthful of mercury fillings, and that's not cool. And his dentist before him said, no, don't worry, it's just cosmetic.
It annoys me
that these people are not informed, and if they're not informed, then they should be, because I'm not a doctor, but I'm informed.
And that's the key when it comes down to it. I mean, unfortunately, we're out of time today, Kelly, but you know what? We love you. We want you to come back on because I think you can really open up our listeners' minds and eyes to all the different type of therapies that are out there and the way to eat as well. So thank you for being on our show today.
Well, thank you very much. It's been awesome. I love you guys.
And you could follow Kelly on Twitter at Kelly's Kitchen or Kelly LeBrock. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Stay well.